Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to Kinda episode 46 of the Player Podcast. Before we get started, I want to introduce. Why is my script all messed up? I should be able to just read this, you know, off rip, but it doesn't make any sense. I'm looking at the Google Doc right now, and the words are literally disappearing off the page. Like, the page is two times larger than it actually is. That's weird, man. Well, before I get started, I want to give a big thank you to the both old and new additions to our crew tuning in to listen to us do what we do. And what's that, Arson?
Talk about video games.
Talk about video games every day of every Thursday of every week. We gather around the virtual water cooler, discuss video games and, you know, other topics around video games. This is now I'm exposing myself because this is what I think the script is right here, because I'm trying to remember it off rip, and I know we go to a damn water cooler. We're talking about video games. Yo, what the hell else am I saying every day? Let me pull up an old script here. Sorry guys. You know, this is already not a full episode 146 because I fucked up. You know, really it's Audacity's fault. And it's my computer's fault. They schemed against me, plotted, and turned off my recording, and then, you know, shut down my computer, updated, and deleted all the files. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not here to shift blame, you know? Whoa, I'm looking. What is going on? Is this my Google Doc just acting crazy?
So not only is Audacity scheming, your computer is scheming, and Google Drive is scheming.
You know what it is?
What's going on?
You know what it is? I got that Pfizer vaccine, bro.
Whoa.
The 5G is messing up everything, bro.
It's trying to connect the 5G and your Wi-Fi at the same time.
Yeah, it's trying to connect my vaccine to my Google Doc, and it's just not. This definitely needs to be patched out, bro.
Golly.
Yeah, guys, I mean, I'm just, you know, this is all completely fucked up. So you guys, if you've been here before, you know how it is. We're talking about video games. We're chopping it up. We having a good time. And you guys can also have a good time with us. All you got to do is give your boy those wacky digits on the back of your credit card.
Digits.
You
know what I'm saying? Yes, sir.
And if you guys don't know who your boy is, I am your host, Joseph Hooper, a.k.a. The Hoop Man, along with my co-host, the other boy, the virtual podcast host himself, Arsene Lakpa.
Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, 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 boop. Now loading podcast host software. 100% loaded. Hey, guys, what's up? It's me. Sorry about that. You know, I don't have the software downloaded on my SSD. I'm still rocking on the HDD right now, my physical hard drive. So, you know, next time, hopefully we'll be up to date. You know, we'll be on we'll have a little bit more technology. See, now I need the wacky digits because I need to get a new new SSD, you feel me? And then we'll be able to load up the podcast software. See, that was just a little embarrassing. Typically, I don't do that, you know, load it up. I load it up beforehand, but this time, you know, this is an episode off rip. You know, I didn't have it ready to go, but, you know how I go. So if you guys want to fund me, actually, I'm not going to keep going with the bit. I was about to just keep just spitballing, talking about them wacky digits, bro.
Yeah, always bring up the wacky digits, bro. That's your new thing. You've been doing it for a while, but now we need some consistency.
You're right.
I'm really, like, so confused about this Google Doc situation.
Let's talk about it.
I don't understand. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it, though. Actually, so I'll give everybody at home a quick brief overview. We recorded this episode 2 days ago, 3 days ago, something like that. We had a good discussion about VR. We were talking about some other shit, too. I honestly don't remember, but it was a good time. It was like an hour-long episode, 40-minute-long episode. And then, you know, as I said, my technology plied against me, made me look like a damn arse. We had to throw it out. So we're doing this bonus makeup episode on Thursday, the day the episode should have dropped, so it can drop on Friday, a.k.a. tomorrow. But that's not going to stop us from doing a little quick check-in. I know you gave your check-in 2 days ago, but how's your week been? It's almost Friday. How
yes,
you feeling?
Yes, sir. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm happy that it's almost Friday. You know, from a work standpoint, we got a big little email. I said big little because it is both big and little. At my company, we're getting bonuses.
Whoa.
So, you know, I'm like, turn up. But we're getting them next year. So they were.
What kind of bonuses are we talking?
I'm talking
I mean,
like,
I guess you probably don't want to. You probably don't want to disclose actual numbers.
I won't do actual numbers, but I will just say, you know, it seems like it's a nice little bonus. I think that when, but the way that they're phrasing it, the way they phrase it in the email, they're like, this is your, you have the potential to get this bonus. Basically, they're talking about not exactly like this, but basically they're going to be like grading us and shit and be like, we're going to check your performance and how you're doing and also how the company was doing. And then they said, all right, based on your salary, this is how much your bonus could like max out to be. And I'm like, dang, bro, y'all can't just, you know, give me that, no strings attached. Like, I guess I gotta work for it, you know. I mean, I guess, but I can't just
tell them they could grade these hands, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. Grade these hands. If I do a good job in the ring, one on one versus you, then I should get my full bonus, I should get the CEO's bonus, and I should get the CTO's bonus too. So
absolutely.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what's been going on this earlier this week. On the personal front, your boy made a new little shark coochie board. A shark coochie.
First of all, bro, I know you just did not say no shark coochie, bro.
What you mean?
Are you trolling me?
Yes, I am trolling
you. I was about to say
a charcuterie board.
I was about to say, this sounds like some shit that they be saying in the South too. So
you know how we do in the dirty like, South, bro.
I don't know how far this bit is about to go, but okay, charcuterie.
I should have honestly kept it going and be like, what are you talking about? I don't know. That's what I should have done. But
Blogadoo.
Exactly. So I made a Blogadoo board earlier today, and it was pretty yummy, bro. Threw some prosciutto on there, some salami. What does it have? Oh. Just some like regular old little crackers, the blueberry goat cheese from Trader Joe's that I've talked about on this podcast like 10 episodes ago. Y'all need to go get it, bro. Y'all need to be in your cars right now listening to this podcast. I want y'all, I'm going to give y'all a 5-second pause, but we'll edit it in or something like that. 5-second pause, get in your car, go to Trader Joe's, and then just get the blueberry goat cheese. It's so good. It's my favorite cheese of all time currently.
That's crazy. This man said we'll edit in a 5-second pause. Most people try and take the 5 seconds out of the episode.
No. We're editing in pauses here. So And then there was some other cheese. I got a little crazy at Trader Joe's. I was like, let me just try something. So I picked up some New Zealand sharp cheddar cheese. It wasn't to my liking, personally. I think Angelique, she enjoyed it, but I was like, I'll stay away from it a little bit. So,
bro, what the hell is going on, bro? You over here making charcuterie boards in the AM?
Yeah, bro.
During work hours?
That was for lunch, bro. Come on, now. You don't be making lunch at home? What are you be doing? You don't eat lunch? Come on, now.
Fair enough.
It was only
fair
5 enough. Minutes, Touché. Bro. All I got to do is basically a Lunchables. All you got to do is cut the cheese up and take the meat out of the package.
That's fair. Touche, you got me. Checkmate.
And
on guard.
On God?
Hell yeah. On God. On God, baby. Them French crazy. Those wacky French people. Let's go.
Wacky Frenchmen. But that's pretty much how my week's going. Also, you know, after this episode is recorded, I'm gonna be trying to stream a little bit. You know, obviously, if you're listening to this, you missed the stream. Sorry.
Let me text the Discord, playerplayerpod.com/discord. You should be streaming about 20-30 minutes, right?
Just about. Yeah. Something
okay,
like that.
Okay. Let me ping the group here.
Go ahead and ping the group. But if you missed, since you guys have missed the stream, I want you guys to go to my Twitch, and as an apology, I want you to go and follow me and then watch the VOD back. Okay. I'm going to have a special little message for all the people who listen to this episode of the podcast. I'm going to have a little message for you guys. And it's going to say, hey, guys, how are you doing? Welcome to the stream. I know you guys are late, but it's okay. I'm going to act like you guys are here right now, and I'm going to be talking to you directly. I'm going to do a little bit of future-proofing of the stream. So those are the goals that I have for the stream. And that's it for my life, bro. What is going on with you? What's been happening this week?
Like I said, today I got that little Pfizer, that Pfizer 5G injection, bro.
Yes, sir.
Hit up the Seattle Seahawks football stadium. Ooh. Process was nice and easy. Everybody go ahead and get your vaccine if you can. So got the first one. Excited to get the second one. I'm going to rip that mask off.
Yeah.
Like future in the club. You know what I'm saying? Mask off, fucking mask off. And that's the major update. really nothing else going on. You know, just, you know, looking at a lot of financing stuff. You know, a lot of personal finance stuff. I've been very motivated to get my finances straight.
Nice.
Not that they were curvy or anything.
You're trying to get it before. Straighter.
Yeah, like an arrow, bro. Ooh. Like an arrow from Legolas himself.
Dang.
Who is the best archer? You know, we don't have time to talk about that in this episode, but if we're talking top five archers in mythological history.
Apollo. Wasn't he one?
Apollo was like, a god.
Yeah, so
I mean, but Artemis, though.
Oh, no, that's what I meant to say. Artemis. She kind of slapped, I think. Who else?
Robin Hood. I feel like he wasn't that great.
Yeah, he was just stealing shit. Yeah. I don't think he...
Hawkeye.
Hawkeye's pretty good. And I'm trying to think one last one for me. Dang. I'm thinking Usopp from One Piece. But he had a slingshot, but I consider that archery, bro. I mean, it's marksmanship.
It is marksmanship, but then we're bringing in guns. We're bringing Captain America. I guess Captain America don't use guns.
But we're bringing in, like, all snipers, basically.
Right.
You're right. All right, we'll leave Usopp out of the conversation.
We'll come back to this.
On the circle cool down.
We're just chilling, but... I'm not glad that we're redoing this episode, but we got a little extra news to add on to the discussion. So I'm not going to leave the boy hanging. The boy R asks, should he get a VR headset? We had this whole discussion about the future of VR, all that good stuff. We can summarize that here. But I want to talk about like this new news. Oculus came out, talked about that they have this like new feature that they're rolling out called like AirLink or something like that, where you can basically like stream your VR experience to your Oculus headset, you know, like your higher end games or like from your higher computer, really? Or something like that.
Okay.
There's some new feature out here, showing that they're still trying to push the limits of VR and really take it to the next level, which, you know, kind of goes against what I was saying, when we first recorded this. So I guess to just recap, I'll recap my position and you can recap your position. Then we can kind of go off of that and, you know, seal up the conversation for the episode. But basically, my thought about this was, should you buy a VR headset? My thought about it is it's a very big luxury purchase, even more so than a regular console, because I personally don't think VR will ever get to the place where you're going to be comfortably spending $60 or something and feeling like you're getting the max value out of your purchase, like you might be getting out of a PC, a Switch, or Xbox, PlayStation, whatever. I always feel like that it's going to be like a device that you're going to pay $300 for. You're paying like, you know, $30-$60 a pop for games, but you're only going to be buying one or two games a year, and most of the time is going to sit on your shelf and collect dust. So if that's fine with you, then I'm like, sure, it's a fine purchase, but I don't think that VR is going to be the big thing. And as of now, I only think there's, in my opinion, from what I've like tested and I've seen myself, I only think there's a handful of experiences that even you know, really make VR worth it. And a lot of those experiences are fractured against across different devices. So there's, you know, Astrobot on PSVR, there's, you know, Half-Life Alyx on the Oculus, and it's just kind of all over the place. So, you know, I feel like if you buy the VR headset, you're not going to get everything that you want, you're not going to play all the games that you want, and, you know, it's just like it's a wacky investment. Like, it's worth it if you just want to try out the gimmick, but I honestly don't believe in it as a long-term gaming purchase type deal.
Okay, and then I guess on my end, I guess a similar stance to you, but I kind of like take those same reasons, and then I end up saying, "Shit, just go ahead and get it, bro." That's that's the short answer from my end, because I think that sure, it is a gimmick in its current state. I think, and I do believe that the future of gaming will have a place for VR at some point. But I think why not, you know, just try it out now, especially just to say you did it. You know, it's like, at the end of the day, it's all about clout. That's what life's about. We all clout chasing just a little bit. What do you think this podcast is for? No, I'm playing. We're not clout chasing here on the podcast. But yeah, I think some of the motivation behind why I am so, oh yeah, just go ahead and do it is because I haven't really had like a full experience with VR. Mm-hmm. You said you've like tried it out. You've gotten to like play games like with like a VR headset, right?
Yeah, so I've tried it out like a couple times. Mm-hmm. Like I tried it out at PAX two different times. I played like the not the Rick and Morty game, but like Justin Roiland, Squanch Games made a game, Trover Saves the Universe VR. Gotcha. That was really fun. That was probably one of my favorite experiences playing VR. That and Beat Saber. Mm-hmm. So there are good experiences. And then like I played, I think there's a game called like Stormland or something like that, that made me incredibly sweaty, incredibly sick. And I'm just like, this is not fun.
Yikes.
But then there's also Super Hot and stuff. So like, I can definitely see it. Like you can buy it or get it for Christmas or your birthday or whatever, you know, spend a good, you know, couple, like a month or a couple, you know, every couple sessions, you know, trying out all these different games. But at the end of the day, like once you exhaust that library, like you're pretty much like you're going to have to either go back and keep playing the same stuff, the same five games or whatever, mm-hmm. or you're going to be waiting a while to get stuff that you're truly excited about. That's just my opinion. It's cool, but it's definitely something that I'm more comfortable like going over somebody's house and trying out than actually spending my own money on.
Gotcha. Yeah. See, on my end, I've tried it twice technically. The first time I just put the headset on, and it was like one of those like it was a long time ago, so it was a real rough tech demo. It was just like, oh yeah, you're on a roller coaster and you're just sitting there not doing a damn thing. And then the second time I was in a like arcade type place up in the Mall of America where I put the headset on, and I had to like this was like a pretty cool experience, but like at the end result of it was actually kind of lame. But you're in the VR world and you're like standing on, you're like trying to balance on like a high beam to like rescue a cat that's like at the edge of like a platform or some shit like that. And you got to like dodge like all these like birds trying to knock you off and shit. And that one was pretty fun. But then once again, it's not even a full game. You know, it's kind of like a gimmick just for the arcade. Right. So I cannot say that I've had like that full, like full fledged VR game experience. I've just had VR experience without the game. So that's kind of more of my motivation behind wanting to get one. So I could also, you know, I could support that argument of, you know, just waiting for a friend to, you know, get it, to try it out. But then, you know, you got to think, like, who's going to be that friend, bro? You got to get one. Exactly. So, all right, go ahead and get
you
one.
You might got to be that friend.
Nah, we are.
You go Not ahead, you, but R.
Yeah, R, you go ahead and get one. I'll be over there day one. I hope you set it up. We gonna game a little bit. You know, trust me, I'm not using you.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's literally like the Rock Band setup, kind of like.
I get obviously that. Obviously, yeah.
VR has like a lot more, you know, has way stronger legs than a single, you know, setup for a single game. But Rock Band, like, I always thought it was super cool. But it's like, I'm not gonna go and ask my mom to buy this $150 kit so I can play like songs on my Xbox or something. Like, I'd much rather get two games or something, or whatever, you know, and enjoy those than have this whole setup that I know I'm only going to use in a limited capacity. VR is that same way. Like, honestly, in my opinion, I feel like the money you spend on VR goes a much longer way, just broadening your, you know, gaming ecosystem. Like, I know, you know, R already has his PC, but literally, if you're spending $200 on Oculus, get a Series S, get like a PS5 is $500, get a PS5, like, you know, having like more opportunities to embrace things like, you know, cloud technology with xCloud and stuff, or you know, the DualSense with the PS5. I think those technologies are going to end up going a lot farther than VR is, because you're going to have a lot more games that are accessible with those things. Like, I would pay $200 just to get a Series S to put in the bedroom or whatever, to just like, you know, chill in bed and resume my games that I was playing in the living room, or, you know, boot up and test out games in my bedroom or whatever. It's just like the convenience and stuff is so nice. DualSense, we'll have to wait and see. Like, it was a big deal at first. I don't know how many games are going to embrace that. And VR, you know, another point I was saying in the last episode is, like, if you do, if you are like, hey, look, I just want the gimmick of VR, I want to see what it's all about, wait till next year. PSVR 2 has already been announced. We already know it's coming next year. And I think that even if you don't specifically want PSVR 2, next year might be the year where all the companies come out and say, hey, this is our next, you know, foray into VR. Like, if Microsoft and Steam already and Facebook already know PSVR 2 is going to be announced next year, I can see it being very likely that they are cooking up something on their own that they want to announce alongside that to compete. So you might see Oculus support on the Xbox Series X starting next year, some sort of collaboration. You might see a specific Xbox Series X Oculus headset. Like, who knows? But I think next year might be like a very strong changing point in VR. So if you're going to buy it, I would just wait until next year to just ensure that whatever you're buying isn't like outdated or, you know, behind.
True. I can get behind that completely.
Yeah. So long story short, absolutely go for it. If you're interested, just wait until next year, in my opinion. And Arson says buy that shit today so he can help you set up, set it up and play it. Yeah, that's it, man. That's VR. I wanted to make sure, all right, that we answered this man's question before going on to next week's episode and talking about whatever we needed to talk about.
Facts. That's a, you know what? Big ups to you, bro, for circling back, letting our boy know that he will never be forgotten.
Absolutely not. I love how we were like, yeah, you know, shout out to me for circling back to tell this man, fuck no, don't buy this damn VR headset. It's not worth it. Like, I could have just sent him the text, bro. I didn't have to make a whole damn episode trying to crush this man's purchase decision.
Damn.
But, no, I mean, if you guys at home listening have VR, hit us up, playerplayerpod.com/Discord. Join the Discord. Talk to us about your VR experiences. Talk to us about if you own a VR, what do you think the future of VR is? Because, you know, I have no qualms with, you know, getting a Beat Saber machine if you just want to pay $200 for Beat Saber and Super Hot or whatever. But, like, why, though? You know, it's the same reason, like, I bought Stadia. Why?
That's nah, that was even nah, worse, nah, bro. Yeah, that's no, even we can't worse. We can't that's compare the two. Can't, come
you're
on,
right,
man.
You're right. I take that back. I'm sorry, but I shouldn't even put them shits in the same conversation. Stadia, honestly, a scam, bro. That was a Ponzi scheme.
Well, I mean, we got the controller and Chromecast,
which, you know, Chromecast,
the Chromecast Ultra too.
I mean, Chromecast Ultra is clean as shit, but I feel like they've been giving them things out for
that's
free.
True. That's
no,
true.
No, yeah, kinda. They gave out Google Stadia for free like a couple months ago for like YouTube Red subscribers or something.
True. But so, we got the special controllers with our founder names. Nobody else can say our founder Google Stadia.
That's true.
Nobody else can put their name on the wall of shame like us. You know?
Not many people are Joseph on Stadia. Actually, nobody is except I am. That account is never. You know, there's going to be some Joseph that actually loves Stadia and is going to be like, oh, no, what the hell, bro? Somebody took Joseph and this man has been inactive since the month this shit launched. Hell yeah, bro. Hell yeah, that's how we do it.
That's how we do it.
Dang.
You know, wait, one more thing about Stadia before we jump ship. What if, bro? I'm just, you know, having a little speculation. What if Stadia, you know, they come back full force, like, I don't know, like 2-3 years from now. Maybe they just announce some shit like, we're combining with xCloud. And we get just like, I don't know. I just think that would be cool. That's all. That's pretty much all I want to say. If Stadia made a comeback, I would be hype. Obviously, as of right now, I'm not expecting anything like that. But I just want to see it just so that way I can, you know, flex my cloud
a
little bit.
Get a return on your investment.
Yeah, give me a little bit of return on my investment. I want to prove some haters wrong, even though I am a hater myself, you know?
Well, I'm going to wrap this episode up just by saying, hell no, Stadia's not coming back.
Damn,
Microsoft don't need these motherfuckers.
That's true.
That ship has sailed. So, you know, we just got to call it what it is, a loss. Keep our controllers as a piece of gaming history. When Stadia goes defunct, bro, some collector is going to come knocking on our door for these damn controllers, and I'm going to be ready to sell, baby. So maybe we'll have another episode in the future. Once xCloud starts really taking off, we can start, you know, taking a look back at how we got there. But yeah, that's it, guys. Sorry this episode is so short. Sorry this episode is so disjointed. Didn't have even an opening script because of my 5G Pfizer vaccine screwing everything up. But that's how it is. We're in the trenches. We're really at the ground level here, trying to put this thing together last minute for you guys. So thank you guys for bearing with us and listening, everybody. And with that, thank you guys for listening to Player Player. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe to us on your podcasting platform of choice. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes and tell your friends about us. If you want updates about future episodes and giveaways, or you want to submit a question to the show, visit playerplayerpod.com or follow us on social media at playerplayerpod. If you guys want to join the Discord, I've said it many times, playerplayerpod.com/Discord. Go to that link, join up, talk to us about games, anime, whatever you want. You guys can also go to playerplayerpod.com, scroll to the bottom of the page, find our Ko-fi link, and help donate to support the show, support hosting costs for the year, or help just buy us a snack or two. Big shout out to the boy Aaron Miller for the intro music. As always, you can follow him at The Miller Child on Instagram. You can find me on social media everywhere as The Hoop Man, where the E is a 3. You can find my co-host Arsene here as Pax Arsenica, and on Twitter and Twitch, which you will be streaming on Thursdays, usually around, I guess, 8:30 Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Is that correct?
Wait, say that one more time. Sorry.
8:30 Eastern, or I guess it would be what, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific?
Yes.
For the Twitch account? Okay. And you can find him as Arsene Lakpa on Instagram. And until next time, guys. Keep gaming.
Game on, folks.